Madam Clerk, will you please now administer the oath to student representative Coxwoods?
The most recent Soldotna City Council meeting was hardly Quinn Cox's first glimpse into local government. His dad, Tyson Cox, is the District 4 Soldotna representative on the Kenai Peninsula Borough Assembly and a previous city council member. So Quinn, a junior at Soldotna High School, knew what he was getting into when he was elected to be the council's student representative.
After seeing that, then I saw that I kind of wanted to get into it a little bit. And not as much government as just to be part of what's actually happening. And now I can actually make a difference about what's happening. And if there's something specific comes up about schools, I can give a perspective that the city council may not know or have heard from before.
Since 2014, one student each year from the Soldotna High School Student Council has served on the city council to weigh in on matters, although votes by student representatives do not change voting outcomes. Student representatives are elected by their peers and approved by the city council after writing an application essay. Quinn is a junior class member at large on the Soldotna High School Student Council. He's also a multi-season athlete and a member of the National Honor Society. His athletic career has, in part, informed what he'd like to see discussed on the council.
I do hope to help with things with Salteshi Trails because, like I said, I am a runner and a skier. So I really like the Salteshi Trails, and I hope to help see funding and see how that is going.
His freshman year of high school, he attended council meetings to support friends and advocate for athletic program funding. Quinn will serve on the council for the remainder of the school year. While there is potential for re-election, he says he might consider stepping away after this year so that another junior has the chance to serve. He'll attend his second meeting as student representative tomorrow at 6 p.m. Meetings can be accessed by the public through the City of Soldotna website. There will also be a work session prior to tomorrow's meeting on spectator capacity at Soldotna Regional Sports Complex ice events. That session will begin at 5 p.m.